It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. When everybody is having such a hard time recruiting, and it's not just the police department, but a lot of industries, are you tempted to maybe lower your standards to fill those spots?
Well, you know, there's a big discussion across the United States, and some of the larger departments that are facing hundreds of openings. Some of those large agencies that used to require a four-year degree or a two-year degree or entry-level requirements, there's some lowering of the standards. I don't believe that's a wise way to go. I think you go the other way. You need to find us the resources to attract and retain quality individuals. Certainly, if any of us had a mother, brother, daughter, grandmother, friend, relative who had been assaulted, we would want the very best in the community to help that individual and to bring the bad guy to justice. We don't want the C or the D team contributing to an already life-altering experience and making it worse. Social media has eked its way in, making this harder to recruit or for people to seriously choose public safety positions. Because what have we seen? We've seen some incredibly brutal, illegal acts committed by the very dregs of the policing profession. When I go out and I talk to people and I ask the question, given everything that you see in the media, what do you think the percentage of bad cops, those people who commit a criminal act or violate policies or use excessive force, what do you think the percentage is out of the 1 million law enforcement officers in the U.S. working at 18,000 law enforcement agencies is? I'm concerned because the numbers that I hear back, 42%, 60%, 35%, those are horrendous, right? And so then when they say, but the research, the validated research indicates that 0.5% of law enforcement should not have a gun and a badge. They've committed illegal acts. They need to be arrested and removed from the profession. That's why it is that much more important for law enforcement to better educate and engage the community so that folks know that by and large, 99.5% of those folks who carry a gun and a badge are doing the job the way that we want them to do the job, to do the right thing for the right reason, even when nobody's looking.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.